So we had a special gospel because it's the feast day, but the first reading was from the normal course of readings. And just maybe to make the connection, where St. Paul calls Timothy a true child in faith. So St. Paul sees himself as a spiritual father and Timothy as his spiritual child. And we see the same thing in the gospel about a mother and a son. And so it's always good to remember that as disciples of Jesus, as members of the body of Christ, we're part of the family of God. And sometimes we can be confused and think that it's just about following the rules and making sure we don't get in trouble. But we're really part of the family of God. It's more than just a team, even more so than your classroom who gets to know each other so well. We really are brothers and sisters, and Jesus is our brother, Mary is our mother, God is our Father. So whenever we study the faith, it's good to be reminded that because we're baptized, we're brought into the family of God. And then just to focus on the feast day today, Our Lady of Sorrows. So we're celebrating, it seems as though we're celebrating the fact that Our Lady was sad, because that's what sorrow means. But originally, the name of this feast day was Our Lady of Compassion. And so I'm sure we've heard that word compassion before. And as we get older, we learn about compound words. So the word compassion is a compound word from Latin. Com, C-O-M, means with. And passion means to suffer. So it's Our Lady who suffers with. And as we heard in the gospel, when Jesus was dying on the cross, Our Lady was there with him. And it says she was standing there. So even though she was sad to see what was happening to Jesus, she was standing, which is a sign of support. And so in one way we can say she was a cheerleader for Jesus, because he was doing the most important work. And she was there to help him, to encourage him, to give him strength. Just like on the sports teams, what do our cheerleaders do? Of course, they scream and they when it gets loud when our team is doing well. But when the team's not doing well, the cheerleaders are there to help encourage them so they don't give up. That's what our Blessed Mother does for each one of us. Because Jesus was having a bad day that day, right? Who here hasn't had a bad day? Who here hasn't experienced suffering in some way? Who here hasn't needed help along the way? I mean, sometimes maybe like someone in your family is really sick or someone close to you passes away and you need someone to help you. Maybe you just wake up in a bad mood, or maybe the kid in class is picking on you again today and you're just not feeling good. We can always turn to Our Lady because she suffers with us and she strengthens us. So that in the midst of our bad days, we don't give up. Because as we prayed in the opening prayer, that as we go through this journey of our life, the good days and the bad days, if we stay close to Jesus and if we stay close to Our Lady, then we will know that we will go to heaven. And so there will be bad days along the way, but they will end eventually. And again, we stay close to Jesus. In that first reading, St. Paul said the name of Jesus four times in just those two or three sentences. St. Paul was close to Jesus. Our Lady was close to Jesus. And this is why we love her so much. This is why we honor Our Lady, because she helps us stay close to Jesus in our good days and our bad days. And then she can help us help each other. So who are the people in your class today that need you to give them compassion? Who are the people in your family who are having a rough time that you can help them, you can be a cheerleader for them, you can support them, you can help them not to give up? This is a beautiful gift that we have as Christians, as disciples of Jesus, that it's just not me trying not to break the rules, but it's me helping my brothers and sisters get to heaven. So ask Our Lady today to help you, to help open your eyes, your physical eyes and the eyes of your heart, to see the people around you that need an encouraging word, that need some support, that need some compassion. At the end of the gospel, it says so beautifully, talking about John, the disciple. It says, from that hour, John took Mary into his home. And this is the goal for each one of you. So as you say your prayers, as you learn more about the faith, never forget to invite Mary into your home. And it's the home of your heart. That's where she wants to live, so that she can encourage you, so that you can learn to encourage each other.